We have a special new episode for you of All Gas No Trash today. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello.
And as always, we have the obligatory No Curse Minute sponsored by our good friends, maybe even enemies, at Game Rage Magazine, where we don't curse for the first minute.
Is my microphone upside down?
No, I think it's good. Anyways, where we just don't curse for the first minute and hopefully increase our engagement amongst the YouTube faithful and the algorithm. All hail the algorithm. all right, cool. We've passed the minute. So anyways, all right. So today we're going to talk about CKY. If you haven't heard about or haven't seen the title of this episode, Camp Kill Yourself, the band from the late 90s related to former Jackass and whatnot star Bam Margera. So, and we're going to talk about possibly this resurgence. I kind of find it very weird. And it has been, 25 years now, basically, since they came out, essentially-ish, 27, because I think they started in, 98 or 99.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what was funny was the band CKY was originally, three dudes. And one of the guys, the drummer, was this guy, Jess Margera, all right, who was Bam Margera's older brother. And then Bam Margera basically started doing these prank video, skating and kind of prank videos or stunt videos. And he did it as a tribute to his brother's band. So that's why he named the videos the CKY or whatever. And then they used the soundtrack, the soundtrack of the videos were all CKY songs and shit. And so CKY was prior to those videos was a semi-popular regional touring band in the Westchester, Pennsylvania fucking area where they're from. And that whole region, that east northeastern kind of region or whatever. And the CKY videos started picking up popularity. And supposedly at one point they had sold 500,000 fucking VHS tapes of, and they were they were not sponsored by anybody. They weren't involved with a major studio or any bullshit like that. There's just some assholes that recorded some videos on fucking VHS camera and just put them together and then fucking tried to sell them and did well enough to where the dude, Jeff Tremaine, I think is the guy's name. He's the one of the originators of the ideas of Jackass. And I didn't even actually know this or realize it at the time, but that first two, I think there was only three seasons of Jackass. The first season and a half, they actually were separate. There was the CKY crew that was Bam Margera and Rab himself and a couple of those other dudes. And then there was the West Coast Jackass crew, which was Knoxville, Wee Man, Steve-O, and I think that the fat guy Preston or whatever.
Well, West Coast in what sense? That they were
out of LA. They were based out of LA. And so,
because Knoxville's from Tennessee,
right? But he was out here in LA trying to be, he's trying to be an actor or some shit.
Okay.
And so they had this West Coast. So him and that, he was kind of doing stunts and stuff. And so him and that Jeff Tremaine guy, he worked for this magazine called Big Brother.
Yeah, I remember that.
Skating magazine. And basically he was oh, let's get this idea going where we do this kind of stunt show. And he came across the CKY videos and he was oh shit, these guys are pretty fucking great. Fuck, we can make them do shit too. And so he flew Bam Margera and all these assholes out and was yo, we want to get you involved in this shit. So for the first season of Jackass, the stuff that most of the shit that Bam Margera is in and those guys are in is directly, they didn't even refilm it. They just directly cut it from the videos that they made, the CKY videos, and threw it in the episodes of Jackass. And Knoxville and them, they kind of they filmed new stuff for that. And then they just interlaced it with shit from the CKY videos. And then, yeah, they did a couple new things here and there. But I thought that was pretty fucking interesting. And also featured CKY in the fucking their music in the show or whatever. And so the band CKY got this huge uplifting in popularity, and so much so that in the early 2000s, like 2001, 2002, they were approached and licensed. Their music was licensed for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4, which were games that came out in, you know, I think 2001, 2002.
Early 2000s.
And an interesting piece of trivia related to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, which I don't know if you knew this or not, but Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 was the last published game for the Nintendo 64. It was the only game that came out in 2002 for the N64, and the N64 had been discontinued 4 months prior to its release, but they already fucking made it because the GameCube was out. And so they had already made the game, so Nintendo was like, ah, fuck, because it also came out on GameCube. And they were like, well, fuck it, let's go ahead and just let them release this. They already went through the trouble of making it. So that was officially the final released game for the N64 in 2002 was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, which is fucking hilarious. And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 was on like every fucking system. It was on fucking Xbox, PlayStation 2, it was on GameCube, all the shit, right? It was on everything. And that fucking, this song, which we'll take a listen to it in a second right here. This song, 96, wait, fuck, now I can't remember.
96 Bittersweet
Bitter Theme. Beat, no, it's 96 Quite, wait a minute, CKY, 96, 96 Quite Bitter Beings. All right, that's the name of the song. That song was featured, like, in that game. It was like, I swear I remember it being, like, the menu music. Like, because every time I fired up that fucking game, you'd hear that, like, that little riff or whatever. And it would just be in the background. And I don't know if Madden was doing this at the time with licensing music. I don't think they were, but I think the Tony Hawk games were kind of like at the forefront of licensing music in the game, like actual music.
I can't remember.
Like, I don't know if Madden was doing it yet. Now, everybody does it. All the fucking major games in the menus have, you know, licensed music in there, right? So, I just thought that was, you know, interesting. So anyways, well, right now, let's take a listen. For those of you who never heard of this shit and have no idea what we're talking about, we'll do you the solid, and we'll pause to take a listen. So fire up your Google machines, your fucking VHS tapes, your cassette players, whatever you got. Find CKY2K on VHS and throw that in, and fire it up. CKY's 96 Quite Bitter Beings. Here we go. All right, that was 96 Quite Bitter Beings by CKY. And I mean, we've heard that song a bunch of times, and you know, that little riff though is in like that. That's in a lot of shit. And
yeah, Jackass, actual show. At some point,
I think it's in all the movies. At some point, like it's been licensed in a lot of stuff. And I mean, obviously, good for them. That's how they've been able to, I mean, stay afloat. They released an album. I think it was in like, whatever, their debut one in like 99, they did another one in like 2005, and then they had one in 2007, I think, and then 12, and then 17, and then now they've been on hiatus, and then now they kind of have come back since the resurgence, which we're talking about, which I think that they're going to receive a resurgence because of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 being remade and re-released on, I don't know if it's going to be on every system, but I know it's going to be on the Xbox, and it's going to be on the Game Pass, which is essentially the most subscribed thing on the internet or thing on consoles right now.
I'm sure it'll be on everything.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on everything, but this one is like, hey, if you pay your $20 a month, you get to play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 when it comes out for free. You don't got to pay. So it's going to be put in the hands of a fuck ton of people. Obviously, people like us who have played, man, I remember playing the fucking Tony Hawk games like nobody's business, all right, back in the day. And, there's the demo's out already, and yeah, I played it, right? It's fucking great. It looks like a modern game. It's the same shit, but it's just modern. Did we need a re-release of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4? I don't think so, but we got one. And for better or for worse, I think that the younger generation, I don't know how they're actually going to fucking react to this because none of them actually like skateboard or touch grass. They're all inside playing Minecraft and fucking watching YouTube videos. So I'm not sure how they're going to feel about skateboarding. I know they did re-release Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 a couple years ago. And I mean, obviously it did okay enough, or I'm not sure, though, if that was the nostalgia factor for people like us, like the older guys or whatever. At any rate, though, CKY, I think, is going to get a resurgence because they, whoever, I don't know if Activision made the game again, but whoever the fuck made the game, they relicensed Tony Hawk's or CKY. They relicensed CKY's 96 Quite Bitter Beings. And I think they also relicensed Motorhead's Ace of Spades, which was also in the, that was like, I think one of the only, those are like the two songs that they relicensed for the re-release of this. Everything else is like supposedly different shit.
Probably things that are more affordable.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can't imagine CKY's 96 Quite Bitter Beings is that fucking expensive to fucking license. Maybe it is, though. I don't fucking know. So, like I said, they are coming out with some new album in 2026, I think is what they said. They started working on it in 2024, and they started doing the mixing of it in 2025 this year, according to the internet. And, you know, I don't know if that's, I don't know if 2026 is too late, because the game's coming out now, right? Like, you should have at least a couple good new singles out, I would imagine. And then the album should come later this year.
I think they have 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months before it's no longer like relevant anymore. People forgot about it. Like, whatever.
Or probably even more on a shorter order than that. It'd probably be like 3 or 4 months that people will entertain this game for a hot minute and then maybe move on to the next thing.
And,
so.
And CKY is on tour again. They're now touring again. They've done a couple tours over the last couple years with like other bands and stuff, but you know, they're doing tours and shit again, which, you know, hey, like I said, good for them. I mean, you know, they were hot 25 years ago and now are having this seemingly resurgence, likely because of the fact that they're being relicensed in this game. So, I mean, it's cool. It's cool to see. It's interesting to see a blast from the past, if you will. This is like, man, this is like some Van Halen shit coming back into the forefront again for like people from the 80s or whatever. Like, and then, oh, it had a resurgence in the late 90s or the early 2000s or whatever.
With or
the
Kate classic. Bush with Stranger Things.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So interesting to see. And, you know, I guess we'll just see where it goes. I just thought it was interesting to talk about. And, you know, hey, any fans out there that like CKY, fucking hit us up. Let us know what other songs are good. You know, because like I'm not like a CKY mark. I mean, yeah, I like that song, but I mean, I'm not like fucking doing whatever. And maybe we'll download. Well, maybe we'll review the album in 2026 when it comes out, and you know, have hopefully maybe decent things to say or not. I don't know. We'll see. Fuck. Guess some time will tell. Anyways, you got anything else to add?
Maybe. I think I have. Maybe one thing to add, which is that I think skate culture, especially with video games, music, I think is a vital part for skateboarding.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, when they go, they're you know, they're generally listening to music with like a, I don't know, like some type of speaker. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen like those giant events where it's not, dude, I remember it on, I don't want to give the description where that specific spot is at, but it doesn't even exist anymore. But at the Ontario, fuck it, I'll just say it. Ontario Bills Ball.
Dude, it was the Van Skate Park.
Yeah, man. The Van Skate Park, yeah.
God, dude. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, anyways, well, something like that, or even just skate parks in general, like so you would hear music, man. And I feel like skate culture was pretty much open to anything. Like anything that sounded good usually ended up at the skate parks. And you'd be surprised like how many people would be influenced from just being around people that skateboard. Cause man, I mean, yeah, of course you'll hear punk and ska music and all that stuff. And some of that stuff ended up on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. And I guess the entire anthology to some degree, but like, eventually that shit just evolved into all kinds of music like hip hop. And I'm like, man, if there's one group of people that I think are just kind of like open to anything, it's generally like skateboarders, because skateboarding is like the function or the thing, or rather it's like a vessel, right? So when you are a passenger hopping onto this vessel, you're kind of bringing everything with you. So anybody you know, whether you're a brown kid, a black kid, or a, you know, Asian, white, whatever, whoever you are, like, skateboarders are generally like open-minded to anything. And, you know, anything that sounds good to them, it ends up like on a skate compilation or shit like that. I think that's interesting that there's like a reciprocal relationship between music and skateboarding where guys want to have cool music when it comes to their skate videos and artists want to get known. So like having their music on these skate videos is like promotion for the songs and validation and telling people that this is like cool music. Like, oh, fuck, I got, where's this band from? This is interesting. Or, you know, when you get the track list from like a skate video, if you people find out like through the comments or even if the skate compilation video lists it within the video, like you end up developing your taste out of that. And you also help out bands and music because of that. And it, I don't know, man, it's a very cool relationship between skating and music that developed in like in the course of the last 40 or 50 years.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And like, it's funny to see because there are some people out there that still go and they'll like still make those kind of like, I don't want to say bootleg skate videos because that's not what they are anymore. They're like very well produced and like,
yeah, you know, multiple angles.
Yeah, like, dude, like these kids are fucking good at this shit. I mean, dude, when, back in the day when we were making these videos, they were legitimate bootleg fucking skating videos of us on fucking VHS tape. Man, I got to see if I have any of those from back in the day. But yeah, no, you're right. And one of the things that like, it doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, or what skateboarding was like something that brought everybody together, right? Like you were just skating. And the only people that were outcasted were the posers. All right. Anybody who would fucking.
That was definitely me because I couldn't skate, but I appreciated the music. Like one thing for sure. I remember, I don't remember when it came out, but Baker 3, the like compilation skate video, man, I think that thing opens with like, what is it? Can't Hardly Stand It from the Cramps, which is a cover song from somebody else. I forget who, but, dude, I still have that song embedded in my head in that skate video, like stupid shit like that. Just, it's like, you don't know the power of skateboarding and music like together, man. Cause I still think about that shit every now and then.
Yeah. And it was a hell of a time back then with skateboarding and all that shit. And yeah, I think skateboarding and music do go fucking like
hand in hand. Yeah.
And it's that fucking punk rock attitude of like skateboarding's like, fuck the man, like fuck the system. And you know, that's kind of what music is about too. A lot of times it's like, hey, fuck the system. And
yeah,
you know, it's cool to see that married, I guess, together in some sort of like legitimate sport. Cause like when you do it in football, it's like, ah, whatever, you guys are fucking making millions. Nobody gives a fuck. Like go fuck yourself. But if you see some dude who works at the Blockbuster and he's fucking making skate videos on the side, that's pretty fucking cool, right? And, fun time. So, anyways, I guess that's all we got. If you see your local kids out there skateboarding, I know it's a rare sight nowadays. If you do see them, they're probably live on Instagram fucking, you know, live streaming all their shit. But, hey, you know what? Don't throw rocks at them. Fucking, you know, give them a couple bucks. You know, help them out. Because, man, that could be the difference between them doing that and smoking rocks. All right? Like, you know. Anyways. All right. Well, that'll be the episode. Go fuck yourselves.